So I had a lot of fun, tasting a ton of amazing chilies from local chefs, home cooks as well. Mike Warden, the chef over at Malibu, won with his New England style chili, which was fantastic. Clark Davidson from Chef's Table on the West Side got most creative. Yeah, man, it was just a really great time. I think 200 people showed up. It was awesome. We were doing free scoops of ice cream. Really great event there on Thursday night.
And a great event as well, because it raised money for a local food bank.
Yeah, Mother's Hubbard Cupboard. They crushed it. United Way had done it in the past. Mother's Hubbard Cupboard took the reins and ran with it this year, and they did an excellent job.
How many chili participants did you have submitting recipes there?
I believe it was 20. It might have been 24, like you said, but it was somewhere right in that range.
And you had everything from professional chefs like Mike from Malibu, and you had home cooks as well from putting in their best recipes. What a fun night. That should have warmed everybody up on Thursday. Now, when Friday came about, well, there's no way we're going to do Freeze Fest inside, not with chainsaws, not with big hunks of ice. We saw all the great pieces they had put out earlier in the week and throughout the weekend on the boardwalk. But on Friday night, that was the big competition in the parking lot at Upland Brewery. Tell me what went down, buddy.
Yeah, man. So that was the ice battle. Every Friday night for Freeze Fest, we've been doing it for, this is the fourth year we've done it. We took 2021 off. But a bit on that backstage in the parking lot at Upland, two teams of world tech class carvers, two people on each team. We had the rookies and the veterans take each other on. Dave Snow travels around with him, and he emcees it. I got to be kind of the sideline reporter, the Tony Saragusa, going out in the crowd, see what everybody thought. What do you think they're carving? Which team are you rooting for? All that fun stuff. And it was electric, man. There was a ton of people braving the bitter cold. Next year, I'm going to wear two pairs of socks, though.
That's the key in the cold. You have to, like Jeff Meese tells us on Facebook, it's not cold weather. It's just improperly dressed weather. And that's right. You've got to do that. So it's like beat Bobby Flay. You'd go up to them in the middle of carving and say, hey, how's this going? You sure this is going to work? Are you trying to figure this out?
Yeah, I mean, dude, dealing with ice is crazy. I mean, it's so finicky and temperamental to where, you know, these guys are using chainsaws and one wrong move and their whole thing is just, you know, kaput. So it was, Dave was handling that on stage, and it was just, it was cool. They did a pterodactyl catching a fish, and then another one was a dog. I can't remember exactly what the dog was doing, but it's crazy what these guys can do in Lady Carvin in just 45 minutes.
Are they on like a winter tour where they just go city to city each week to perform?
Yeah, so they go all over. The main one, one of the biggest ones they do is over in Richmond, Indiana, and they do a huge one there. That's been going on for many, many years. But yeah, man, we've been lucky to get on their schedule here for 4 years.
The ice skating rink outside, that was the first year that happened. How was that received by everyone?
Yeah, it seemed well. I didn't get a chance to go over there myself, but I know it got a ton of use. I didn't hear any complaints. They also had like the ice luge. I went down that with Hamid from Donair Kebab.
I saw the video.
Had a ton of fun doing that, which then led to me going to the chiropractor today. But it was good. It was worth it. Sometimes, as the kids say, you just got to do it for the gram.
You did, and the video on that is outstanding. Not safe and NS language. Not safe for work language.
There we go.
Or radio for that matter. Yeah. Jordan Davis is my guest. Freeze Fest. What'd you guys do on Saturday? I know there was a bunch of indoor stuff as well, and s'mores making and all that. Just a great chance to take a look at everything. It was cold Saturday too. Boy, oh boy, Saturday was not till late in the afternoon. It was chilly, chilly.
Yeah, it was chilly, but honestly, I was out there. It wasn't too bad. Peely's Party Taco and Little Bull Thai were out there. Little Bull Thai, which is the same folks from Blooming Thai, they're doing this truck, and then they're going to open up in Anatolia on 4th Street, where Anatolia used to be. And Joy and her crew, man, the curry they made me was one of the best I've ever had. My buddy did their crispy chicken with pad thai. Really, really great stuff. And, yeah, just a lot of families out there, people taking pictures with the Sydney Parish carving or the Khalil Ware and all these other really
Whoa, wait, I got to stop you there. Did the Khalil Ware and Sydney Parish carvings both come with a boot like they were wearing all weekend long? Gee whiz. We carve them up as they were ice models, and next thing you know, they're both hurt. What happened?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe they took one false step out there, but we're going to go ahead and not blame that on Freeze Fest because I want it to keep going.
And that was going to be my next question with you as we wrap up. The feedback the last few years, it has to be cold for it to really work. I think one of the years we did it was like 56, and it was just like, well, it's not really freezing and it's cold. So it, but in December or in January, that's you're usually going to get cold, and I hope it's back next year.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total crapshoot, but, you know, thanks to, you know, Visit Bloomington and the Mill and Pat and Jamie East and all of the big sponsors that really put this event on because it costs nothing to attend. It just all these people involved just want there to be a cool community event in the middle of the winter when there's usually not much going on. So we got really lucky with the snow this year. Yeah, the first year in 2020 was like rainy and warm, and it was really cool just having the snow on the ground and really just made for a perfect Freeze Fest this year, and hopefully we'll be back next year.
What did the chiropractor have to say?
He cracked me up real good. So I had back surgery back when I was like 19. So I've had on again, off again back issues for, 15 years. So it was good. Get back in there. Quest Chiropractic out in Ellettsville. Shout out to them. They really cracked me up good.
That's it. That's their job, and that's what they're doing. Jordan Davis is our guest today. He is the host of the No Dishes podcast, and we'll get to that momentarily. And the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. You got a new app, huh? When did you start that?
Yeah, man. So in the new year, we rolled out a brand new website. We got a new app. It's on the Apple App Store now. There's one that says Chocolate Moose Coffee. Ours is just Chocolate Moose. It's got our logo. For most people, it's the second one listed. But yeah, you can do online ordering. You can even get delivery. It's through DoorDash, but it saves a lot of the fees that DoorDash charges if you go through their app or their website. So yeah, it's just really, really exciting to have, you know, just a more customer-friendly experience ordering from the Chocolate Moose. Order ahead. You know, when we're super busy, you can order ahead and maybe not wait in line in the summer.
Well, that's a good point, and I know people don't think about that immediately today, but the reason you want to think about the app today is you're giving away some goodies if you sign up.
Yeah, if you share our Instagram post to your story or share our Facebook post to your feed and then just tag two friends in the comments and download the app, we're giving away four $50 gift cards, so $200 total. We're going to be doing a drawing on Monday, and I might, you know, I've done it for No Dishes before. I might just do a live stream, crack some jokes, pull some names out of a hat, and give away some gift cards while we're at it.
I'd be disappointed if you didn't, because that's way more cooler than just posting four names on the internet. Because you know what everybody says when those four names get posted, right? Well, that's their
rigged.
Brother. That's the exactly right. It's rigged.
Yeah.
So it's more fun to pull it out. Do it the New York Knicks way. Freeze the pick the name that you want, and then when you reach in there, you just know it's Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. Well, just like in honor of the ice sculptures, we're all about transparency.
Jordan Davis is our guest. So obviously you didn't eat anything last week. You were too busy working.
No, not at all. Come on.
It's no, comedy. It's a comedy show.
I take my job very seriously. So I made it to eight spots, seven of them local in the last week.
Have you made it to El Compa Taqueria yet?
So I was out in Ellettsville getting my back
ticket. That's kind of what made me think about it.
There and I got myself a buy one, get one burrito.
And they were doing specials. They did tacos yesterday, burritos today. So if you're on the Bloomington Foodies page, you'll see all these great specials pop up. So if you haven't gotten over there yet, what'd you think? Burritos as big as your head?
Oh, they're great. Maybe not quite as big as the La Bamba ones back in the day. But yeah, they're delicious. I ate half a chicken one, gave half a chicken one to one of the guys working here. And then I've got half a carnitas staring me in the face for as soon as we're done.
Man's committed to his cause, people. He is committed to the cause. All right, the list of eight, that should have knocked one of them out, I would think. What else, my friend, have you been sampling, even when it's cold outside here in Bloomington?
Yeah, so my other meal today, I did a lunch. I know I'm doing lunch now. Don't judge me. But I went over to Farm, and they've got a variety of tacos on their menu. And I did their catfish tacos, which were really, really good. Doubled corn tortillas, cheese in between the two. Just these, not like a one full fillet of catfish, but like little nuggets with some slaw, some guac. It was really, really good stuff. And Doug made me a delicious blackberry ginger lemonade over there sitting at the bar.
That's Doug Spradley, right? He's the local legend behind the bar, right?
Oh, yeah, the man, the myth, the legend, Doug Spradley.
And do it a little. I wonder what he thinks about happy hour. Did you hear that news story right before we got on the air? Happy hour could be returning. They've got a bill in in the State House talking about drink specials for certain times. Indiana is one of eight states that doesn't do happy hour. I think sometimes people miss the reason why you kind of want to do happy hour. I don't think it's to drive business during the quieter times. Nobody does happy hour from 7 to 9. You already have customers. The reason you do happy hour from 3 to 5 or 4 to 6 is trying to drive business in the door so they order food and you give them the deal on drinks or whatever else it is. So I hope it gets going because it's a great way to get people to go when they might not usually go.
Yeah, as long as I can remember, we've never been able to do happy hours, so that'd be awesome. I didn't hear that. I didn't catch that story. Obviously, I'd love to see that. That would be great for small business. Like you said, it's happy hours are there to drive slow times, and that helps small businesses keep labor costs down because they got to be there anyway. You got to be staffed up. So I think that'd be great to see that come.
And who has never, or well, I guess who would you go out? You have a couple pops, and all of a sudden you're hungry. Well, then all of a sudden you order the food, and all of a sudden, oh, geez, look, business. Well, there you go. So it's a little bit easier than having a coupon, right? A digital coupon to print out or scan this. Just show up. Wouldn't that be easier for everyone?
Oh, absolutely. It reminds me of the John Mulaney bit. He's like, you guys want fries for the table? Fries for the table? Let's do it.
Jordan Davis is our guest. All right, what else are we eating? We've had tacos and burritos. What else?
Yeah, so I classed it up a little bit. Monday night, had a birthday dinner, had some friends over to Small Favors. They're my favorite restaurant in town. They have been for a while, but they're unfortunately closing February 10th. So get over there. Get in there while you can. Nick Dietrich, the owner, proprietor, chef, bartender, you name it. He does it all. He's just so knowledgeable and just such a good dude. So it really stinks, but I had a chance to chat with him. And, you know, it's just a tough business. So I was reminded myself personally that even though you love a place and you go there somewhat frequently, if you really love it and want to see it stick around, do get over there as much as you can. Because I'm definitely, you know, been filled with guilt that I didn't push more people to Small Favors or go there more myself, because I'm very, very sad to see it go, more so than I have been for any place in a very long time. But Nick did a really great spread for us with some red peppers, with like a ricotta filling, these bacon-wrapped dates, a gumbo, some smoked greens with field peas, and he even threw out some fish roe and caviar for us to go along with a caramelized onion dip.
Well, other than that, that's a pretty good deal. I think what it illustrates is you can have the best of this or that or anything else, but sometimes it comes down to a math problem. You have to pay rent 7 days a week. You have to pay electricity. You have to pay, and it just adds up. And that's why people think, well, why does it close? What's a math problem? And if you don't have the finance or the pockets to handle it, it can add up pretty quickly. So it's the creativity that goes behind the food is fantastic. Maybe we see that in another iteration, food truck or somewhere else. But it's not an easy business is my very long-winded point.
No, yeah, not at all. I mean, I was just talking to him, and it's like, yeah, even business can be hit or miss, but then staffing stuff. When you're doing a place like that with a constantly changing menu, you need really knowledgeable staff. And then so whenever you do lose someone to graduation or, you know, maybe another job opportunity, they've always had an automatic gratuity and paid their staff well alongside of that. But it's just tough when you have turnover and you need your staff to be at a certain level of knowledge. It takes a lot of time to train them to get to the point they need to be, and that's a lot of sunk labor cost.
All right, let's talk happier things. What other dishes have you had not to do yourself?
Yeah, so we hit Little Bowl, did Small Favors. I hit Lincoln Square again. It was really good. Not as good as my first visit, but I love the fact that they've got a little breakfast bar. Speaking of breakfast bars, we mentioned Cloverleaf South last week. I haven't been to Cloverleaf West in years, many, many, many years. I went over there. They've got a nice little breakfast bar you can sit at because I'm not a big table for one guy. And they did a really good Western omelet and did some pancakes, classic, with chocolate chips and bananas.
Delightful, my friend. Delightful. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it doesn't matter. You do it all, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm trying to cover it all, man. I got to report back to the people.
Who's on the No Dishes podcast here recently?
Yeah, so we just released an episode yesterday with Letty and Matt from Bedrock Cafe next door to us here at the Chocolate Moose. Had a great time with them. They've got a beer and wine license now. They've added live music, doing a lot of cool stuff over there for brunch. Had Maria Casolari from Piccola Dolce. They've got a small shop over on Pete Ellis on the east side, and they are just the epitome of doing stuff from scratch and authentic. On the podcast, she was telling me about, you know, a lot of Italian places, even pretty authentic Italian places, are still fairly Americanized, you know, to play to the audience. They are about as rustic and authentic as you're going to find anywhere in town or maybe even the state.
Well, again, if you want to try these places, we try to give you the inside scoop here so you can get out. But as Yogi Berra said, 90% of life is showing up. So you got to get out there and get after that. Jordan Davis is our guest. All right, the grand finale, buddy. The best meal you had last week was?
You know what? I did a Da Vinci. I hadn't been to Da Vinci in a while. I did a build-your-own pizza with Italian sausage, chicken, hot honey, and ricotta. And it knocked my socks off.
Well, you should be wearing socks. Your feet were cold at Freeze Fest. I hope you have two pairs on. Two pairs on now. All right, buddy. How's home ownership going? Everything good?
It's going great. Already running into a few things that are more expensive than they thought they'd be, but I'm just going to be picking up DJ gigs as needed.
That's it. You watch those shows. They're not kidding. Here's our budget. What do you mean I need more money for the budget? Yeah, that's just how it goes. And the best part, it never stops. So just don't think, I've got that covered. No. There's more. We just haven't got to that. It's like choose your own adventure, right? Go this way for this way. Go that way for that way. But you will have an adventure regardless. And we will keep up with your adventures. Get the new app, kids. The Chocolate Mousse. Wherever you pick up the app store on your phone, and we'll get caught up with my eating hero, my ice carving hype man, my chili cook-off. You're everything. You're the and you had a birthday. Happy. We talked about that on Monday. Happy birthday as well, pal. Thanks for always making time for us on Wednesday afternoons.
Thanks so much, man. Always appreciate you having me on. Last flavor of the week shout out: salted caramel cappuccino, chocolate covered pretzel. Come and get it.
And if you can repeat that at the desk when you are ordering it in that exact order, I will buy it free for any customer who can pull that off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought it was fun to just be like, let's just throw it all out there. It's descriptive.
I'll have the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious in a waffle cone, please. That we will also accept that as an answer as well. It's never too cold to eat ice cream. It's never too cold to have Freeze Fest. It's never too cold to have a birthday. You've had a busy week, man. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. You're the man. Thanks, boss.